Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last, you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yes.
What's good?
Well, while Boston College has been in the news for some not so positive things these days with Corona, I bet you haven't heard about this story out of Boston College. Last month, sophomore Gordon Wayne raised $28,000 by walking 550 miles. Sorry. I'm having a Monday.
You need to be Scottish twins able to pull that one off.
He walked 550 miles from his hometown of Rutherglen, Virginia, all the way to Chestnut Hill. It took him 16 days, and the reason was to raise money to fight homelessness. It's a really personal mission for Gordon. When he was in high school, he was actually homeless for 14 months, living out of his car. He says he was malnourished. He had limited access to water. He hardly was able to take any showers, but he was lucky in a way because he did have a car and he did have a job. He just did not have a home. It was because of that job that he was actually able to save up enough money to go to school, and he overloaded his credits for over two semesters. He was able to get all A's in all of his classes, and then he applied to colleges and got accepted to Boston College, all while still homeless. What better way to start his sophomore year than to pack a 40-pound backpack and walk 16 days, 13 to 14 hours a day to start at Boston College? Well, that's what Gordon did. He walked along all state routes. He said nothing was going to make him quit.
I wasn't going to stop walking no matter what. It's kind of dangerous, but like at crosswalks, like I would just keep going. Like I would look, obviously, but I would like keep walking because I wasn't going to let anything stop me from continuing to walk.
I've listened to a whole like 20-minute interview with him. The kid is so fascinating. He said he learned a lot about medical stuff, like healing his feet because his feet were so torn up, literally.
Yeah.
He also said that the most dangerous route he took was in Route 1 in Virginia. He said people pretended to swerve over to him 3 to 4 times to like pretend to hit him. And then the whole experience, he said, was really scary, but he did it for a reason. He has huge goals. He wants Boston to be the first U.S. city to get rid of homelessness. He wants to help existing organizations here to help tackle the issue of homelessness more by working together. He says at Boston College, he's going to run for student government. He's going to be involved in BC's Habitat for Humanity chapter. He's going to major in business. But most importantly, he's going to have to get a job because he donated all of his money to his own GoFundMe page. So I'm going to leave you with Gordon one more time talking about his goals. And if you ever see the name Gordon Wayne apply to your job, if you own a business, you guys, please, for the love of corn, as Jonathan would say, please hire this guy. Here he is one more time.
Issue that we've ignored for too long. You know, it affects all ages, all sexes, you know, all races. You know, we have veterans who are homeless. We have families who are homeless. And, you know, I think if we work together as a collective to try to, you know, help our fellow man out, then we can end it pretty easily, I think, if we all work together.
Thank you, Gordon. Good luck, my friend. Anyways, $1,000 Minute is coming up next after Brad Paisley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.